Declaring any conventional attack on Russia by any nation supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country and could be met by nuclear retaliation. That pact follows President Biden's announcement giving Ukraine permission to fire U.S. missiles inside Russian territory, this week marking 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Three people killed in a New York City stabbing spree on Monday. ABC's Josh Einiger says a 51-year-old homeless man has been taken into custody.
Ramon Rivera said not a word as he shuffled down the station house steps, his blood-soaked clothes swapped out for a Tyvek suit, and his face expressionless, charged him with the DA's office calls a serial killing.
45 pro-democracy advocates have been sentenced to 4 to 10-year prison sentences in Hong Kong, part of Beijing's attempts at cracking down. This is ABC. Boeing's plans to lay off 17,000 people worldwide will include at least 2,500 people in the U.S., that from new federal filings the company started telling workers last week. The search stepping up for a Hawaii woman who vanished after landing at LAX.
31-year-old Hannah Kobayashi was last heard from on November 11th, according to her family, when she sent bizarre text messages about not feeling safe and that somebody was trying to take her identity. On November 8th, she was connecting through LAX, heading from Hawaii to New York, when she left the airport and her family says she disappeared into the streets of L.A. Her aunt is part of the effort to find her.
So unlike Hannah, she's very responsible.
The LAPD is investigating, but there are no signs of foul play. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
For some people, a California king just isn't big enough. Enter the so-called Alaska King mattress. 9 feet by 9 feet, usually custom-made, can cost $5,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excludes diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them at Highway 51 South at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a 5-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. In that way, Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Dame.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You know, despite the fact there's fewer and fewer farms in Wisconsin every year, their economic impact on the state continues to grow. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. But the results of this survey also show that those farms are supplying fewer and fewer jobs. Across the state, Wisconsin has gone from having more than 64,000 farms of all different types to now less than 58,000. But the economic impact of agriculture in the state still huge. Steve Deller is one of the ag economists that just wrapped up a survey and released the numbers yesterday.
When we last did the analysis in 2017, Wisconsin agriculture contributed $104 billion to the state's economy. Today, it is $116 billion. It's up. But if you look at the other measures like employment and income, those numbers are all down. Wisconsin agriculture is facing a severe labor shortage, just like most other industries across the state and indeed across the country. And a lot of farms and food processors are addressing that labor shortage by adopting new technologies.
Steve Deller, one of the authors of the new report on the contribution of agriculture to Wisconsin's economy, he says the number of jobs that are generated by agriculture and the food industry declined more than 19% as of 2022.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the last of the cornfields are getting harvested across Wisconsin as Mother Nature allows. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows statewide 94% of the corn was already harvested, well ahead of our five-year average. 94% of our winter wheat crop has emerged. The condition of that winter wheat, 73% good to excellent. That is a 1 percentage point slip in the week. And fall tillage across the state, about 81% complete. That's a look at what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and very windy, with temperatures falling into the low to mid 40s by later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered snow showers at a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
98 Q Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Heartbeat and fire, breathtaking earth.
was Friday in the p.m. and just like every weekend, I was ready to throw down. Yeah, get a little tore up, so I called my bros up to meet me out on the town. Well, Wild Man Willie said I'd like to really, but Idol was on TV. And Ray had a date with his wife, and Nate quit drinking, but he didn't tell me. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Well, I was flying solo down at Silverado's, the joint looking like a morgue, when this country cutie with a rock and roll booty came strutting in through the door. Yelled, who wants to dance, and fired up the band with a Franklin and a shot of Patron. She looked right at me, said, what's it gonna be? Are you gonna let me party alone? Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to race hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Come on. Yeah, am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Yeah, come on, come on, get your good time on. Let's have a little fun tonight. Let's have a
country.
Your darkest hour.
Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Around me, you let me know there's nothing in this world I can't do.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody like you. I'm ready to love somebody like you. And I wanna love somebody like you.
But I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. There's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. There's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks. Never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. She knows I'm miles away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit. Her one bad habit. Man, I hope she never breaks. She don't drink whiskey much, but I do.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
You say ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. could never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is you've wrong, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lines. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
AQ Country.
There's a want and there's a need. There's a history between girls like her and guys like me. Cowboys and angels. I've got boots and she's got wings. I'm hell on wheels and she's heavenly. I'd die for her and she lives for me. And angels. We ride side by side. A cloud of dust, a ray of light. My touch is her temptation. Her kiss is my salvation. She's sweet, I'm wild for danger. Path crossed mine, accident or grand design. Oh, maybe God just kinda likes cowboys and angels. We ride side by. History between girls like you and guys like me, cowboys and angels, cowboys and angels.
All right, Dustin Lynch in 98Q Country. Good Tuesday to you, 19th. Day of November. One more mild day and then the cooler stuff will set in. But still, the cooler temps have been cranked up a little bit now, probably 35 to 40 for high temps right through Sunday starting tomorrow. Temperatures will hold pretty good today. If you can get outside in between the raindrops and get a walk in, I'll applaud that effort today. Might have to have an umbrella with, because showers early today and then cloudy in the afternoon. So we're hopeful that maybe you can get out and get moving around. That wind was blowing last night. Did the wind wake you up? What was it, about midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in that range? Something blew in weather-wise. I'm assuming it's the cold front pushing behind. Man, it was gusty, 30, 40. I heard a clank. I heard a clank out of my porch, and I was like, it'll be all right. Nothing was plugged in, so I'm like, whatever it is, it'll be there in the morning. I didn't even look this morning. So hopefully your garbage can was weighted down enough to handle that. It was, I mean, I would guess, just from listening to the howl, it had to be in that 40 to 50 range at times. It has settled down, though, already for most of us here. South wind today at 10 to 20, so still moving around a little bit. Doesn't look like we're going to have any of that white stuff on the ground for you deer hunters, although there's a chance we could get some snow, and probably will at some point over the nine-day gun deer season. But as far as going out Saturday morning for that traditional 6 a.m. start time or whatever time you get out there, probably not going to be much of any of the white stuff on the ground. It is a Tuesday. Coach's Show returns today. We're going to talk with Coach Ernst from the Shawamigan Girls program at 9 o'clock as they kick off their season tonight, traveling to Mercer, and we'll have that game for you. That is a little bit early start, 5:45 varsity game for Shawamigan at Mercer Girls. We'll chat a little bit about the girls program, 9 o'clock, and we'll air some or all of Coach LaFleur's Monday presser. Monday presser? Yeah, yeah, the presser yesterday after the Packer win from Sunday. So we'll return the Coach's Show after a couple weeks off, coming up a little bit after 9 here this morning. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin signing a revised nuclear doctrine declaring any conventional attack on Russia by any nation supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country and could be met by nuclear retaliation. That pact follows President Biden's announcement giving Ukraine permission to fire U.S. missiles inside Russian territory, this week marking 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Three people killed in a New York City stabbing spree on Monday. ABC's Josh Einiger says a 51-year-old homeless man has been taken into custody.
Ramon Rivera said not a word as he shuffled down the Station House steps, his blood-soaked clothes swapped out for a Tyvek suit, and his face expressionless, charged in what the DA's office calls a serial killing.
45 pro-democracy advocates have been sentenced to 4 to 10 year prison sentences in Hong Kong, part of Beijing's attempts at cracking down. This is
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Saturday at 9 a.m., there's a Winter Wonderland Holiday Market in Ashland. This will feature holiday gifts, decor, products, and baked goods from local crafters and vendors. Sign up now to reserve your spot. To register, contact Chris at 715-746-2266. How does Wisconsin stack up as a place to retire? Lisa Hale has the answer.
U.S. News & World Report released its list for the 150 best places to retire in the United States. Green Bay tops the list of Wisconsin cities, coming in at 11th in the nation, up from 16th last year. Other Wisconsin cities that made the grade are Madison at 37th and Milwaukee at 123rd, down from 64th last year. The organization looked at the happiness of local residents, housing affordability, tax rates, and healthcare quality.
The entire list can be viewed at the U.S. News & World Report website. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a 5-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen.
in that way. Brady didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Dane.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, Q finger guns, really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and the Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and very windy, with temperatures falling into the low to mid-40s by later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered snow showers at a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
98Q Country.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody. Somebody with a cast of truck sitting right outside is ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Some roof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight, I know somebody. And you're looking right in his eyes.
I know somebody.
The way you act so shy, like you ain't sure, like you can't decide. But I heard you tell your friends that you know somebody. that makes you laugh, that can get you home, that might make you fall for the night is gone. So come on, you know I'm that somebody. Somebody with a cast up truck sitting right outside, it's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. Fall in a kiss or two. Baby, tell me what you wanna do. Cause I know somebody with a cast up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sun rolling with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
All live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
I've been sitting here staring at the clock on the wall. And I've been laying here praying, praying she won't call. It's just another call from home, and you'll get it and be gone, and I'll be crying. And I'll be begging you, baby, beg you not to leave. But I'll be left here waiting with my heart on sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be here. Seems like a million years, and I think I'm dying. What do I have to do to make you see? She can't love you like me. Why you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? You keep telling me, baby, there will come a time when you'll leave her arms and forever be in mine. But I don't think that's the truth, and I don't like being used, and I'm tired of waiting. It's too much pain to have to bear, to love a man you have to share. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. she calls you to go. There is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? You stay. I'm up off my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. You can't give me what I need. When she begged you not to go, there is one.
Sugarland 98Q Country. Jennifer Nettles specifically. 6:45, it's a quarter to seven. And we're on our way to 52 today. Temperatures will slide. They'll peak and then slide today. And the wind will still be moving around out there, like our meteorologist mentioned. So it'll be our final day of temperatures. That'll be at least 40s, 50s. Temperatures will be probably in that 35, 36 range for the first 4 or 5 days of the gun deer season. Well, I should say actually 35 to 40 for, let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah, Monday. By mid-next week, high temperatures will struggle to get out of the 20s. So again, we're likely to see some kind of precipitation unless it's a really dry stretch. We have the Deer Hunters Roundup starting Saturday night. We'll get that going. Fabulous and glamorous prizes. And you'll be able to communicate with us several different ways. You can always call us, of course, which is probably the most popular. You can email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us, during the show. And you can also text us from the Civic Media app. If you've been using that to text us in our Text to Win contest, you can use that same form of communication to communicate with us during the Deer Hunters Roundup. So lots of options. Calling is still our favorite, of course. Because you just can't replace a good old call from deep in the North Woods, wherever it may be. So Saturday night, we'll get it going. A little bit different this year because Packers are playing a late game on Sunday. So we're going to do Saturday. We no show on Sunday. Then we go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday, the last Sunday of the Deer Hunters Roundup will be prize night this year. Usually we do that on Saturday night. But this year, Sunday night, we'll make that prize night here on the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out that page. We're still under construction a little bit on that page. We'll be adding the photo gallery to it and some other stuff. So we have an intense Deer Hunters Roundup meeting this morning about it. It'll be intense, I'm sure. Let's get some words of wisdom to get your day moving as we focus on the family.
The next time you and your spouse get into an argument, pay close attention to what it's about. I think you'll discover that often you're fighting about something small, like one of you didn't take out the garbage, or maybe you left the clothes in the middle of the floor again. The small things you bicker about may seem harmless, but they can put your marriage at risk. Petty arguments can be dangerous. Let them go on long enough, and all of those small things can take down your marriage. And that's because petty arguments aren't really what's wrong with your marriage. They're just masking deeper issues in your relationship. Somewhere in your past, your spouse may have said or done something hurtful to you, and now you're covering up that pain with anger. And that's why finding socks on the floor can cause you to lash out, because being angry is easier than being vulnerable. It's safer to argue about a sock than it is to talk about your pain and fear. Some couples spend years senselessly fighting about small, unimportant irritations, all the while ignoring the deeper cancer that's killing their marriage from within. So, the next time you get into a petty argument, ask yourself, what is this really about? Get to the deeper issues and seek healing for those first. You'll feel more freedom in the relationship, and you won't get so agitated over small things. When couples resolve their deeper conflicts, the petty disagreements usually dry up on their own. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
98Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, "Honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway." She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't.
She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98 Q Country.
Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn, take a nap like Rip Van Winkle. Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
That comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play.
Gonna love you till I was dead. Made you wait till our wedding night.
night. That's the first and the last time I'll wear white. So if the ties are bound, ever do come loose, tie them in a knot like a hangman's noose.